Good morning, everyone. My other colleagues on this project were Dr. Francis Lopez. Both him and I are at the University of the West Indies, Cable Campus in Barbados, and Dr. Gregory Robin, who is at the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Both of these countries are located in the Caribbean region. And we'll be talking about sweet potato production with organic inputs from mulches and hedges in the Caribbean. Some background contextual information. Sweet potatoes are one of those crops primarily designated as one of potential for food security. The Ipomoea batatus, L. lam, is one of the top-ranking food crops. It is commonly grown in the tropics and subtropics by small farmers. Especially in the Caribbean, it's unlikely that you would find a small farmer who doesn't have a little sweet potato plot in a part of their farm. It's high-yielding, it is drought-resistant, versatile and underexploited, and the sweet potato grows in varying conditions, even withstanding natural disasters like hurricanes, which makes it a very good crop to have within the Caribbean region, as we are susceptible to natural disasters, especially hurricanes. It also has great prospects for production. It's below its potential for various reasons within the region. There are conventional farming problems that exist because all farmers generally farm conventionally. So they use inorganic fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides, which can be damaging to us as humans, the environment. It affects the physical structure, nutrient dynamics, the biota of the soil. Highly toxic chemicals within these pesticides and fertilizers and herbicides also damage our water invertebrates, and these can then impact on our tourism industry. The high incidence of pest attack and poor agricultural practice results in inconsistencies in crop production in the Caribbean. The alternative solution is to use agroecological approaches, things like mulches and nutrients added to the soil, which serve as fertilizers and weed suppressors. Production and use of mulches on the farm itself, which would reduce bulk transportation costs significantly. And certain plants which are already growing within the countries in our region, for instance, Gloricidia and neem. The Gloricidia sapium is one of those that has grown as a hedge with maize, rice, and other crops, and shows high nitrogen fixation rates. It's a legume. And neem, Azadirachta indica, has strong insecticidal properties, which lead to mortality in insects affecting rice and other crops. So what I did was explore the use of these two plants to see how they affect sweet potatoes. The objective was to investigate ecological alternatives to the use of chemical pesticides and fertilizers for sweet potato production in the Caribbean, with focus on the effects of Azadirachta indica and Gloricidia sapium mulches and hedges on yield and yield components, leaf chlorophyll index, pest damage, and soil moisture content, looking at interactions with variety and the inorganic pesticide Actara, which is used in the region to treat the pests that attack the sweet potato. This is the Caribbean region here. And St. Vincent and the Grenadines is located right there. It's north of Trinidad, west of Barbados. This is the mainland St. Vincent, and the study was located in the southern part of the country, down here in an area called Rivulet. The methods: there were two split plot studies conducted in a farmer's field between March and October of 2013. The first field experiment looked at the use of Gloricidia neem mulches using the black vine variety of sweet potato. This is one of the popular varieties grown by the farmers in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The main plots were the use of inorganic pesticide, Actara and Knot, with four replicas, and the subplots, 12 meters squared, involved four mulch treatments, 10 tons per hectare, applied twice, and the mulch treatments were neem, Gloricidia, neem and Gloricidia in combination, and no mulch. The second field experiment looked at the distance from a neem Gloricidia hedge of 1 meter height and the impact of this hedge on the sweet potato crop. The main plots, again, the use of Aptara and no Aptara, three replicas. The subplots are 20 meters square, using two varieties of sweet potato, the lover's name, which is the agro-processing potato in St. Vincent, and again, the black vine, a popular variety grown by the farmers. Five distances from the hedge were looked at, 1, 3, 5, and 9 meters, sorry. This is what it looked like in the field. Here is the mulch experiment at Rivulet. This is the hedge after the crop was harvested. And this lower photo shows the hedge experiment in progress. The observations, we looked at final yield after 6 months, the number of tubers, the average size of the tubers, the marketable versus unmarketable tubers, number of plants per plot, the tuber damage ratings, and we also measured crop growth using the chlorophyll index pad meter in this photo. At 2 week intervals, the first fully developed leaf was taken, and the soil moisture content using a TDR 300. The results. The total yield in tons per hectare of sweet potatoes. This is for the mulch experiment, and here we see that the use of Glaricidia alone shows a significant increase in the yield produced, just above 14 tons per hectare, whereas the use of neem in combination with Glaricidia decreased the yield significantly to just below 8 tons per hectare. The marketable tuber size, there was no significance with Aptara and Glaricidia, but with neem, there was a drop in the size of the marketable tubers to just below 300 grams. The number of tubers per meter squared, we see that no Aptara and no neem gave the highest number of tubers. But when we added neem to that combination, no Aptara and neem, there was a significant drop. So neem seems to be decreasing the amount of tubers that we're getting. The damaged tubers in the mulch experiment, again, no significance with Aptara and the neem, but with the use of neem and Aptara together, there is a decrease in the amount of tubers that are damaged by the pest. So the neem is showing some effect along with the Aptara, so there's possibility for a combination, some sort of IPM technique using both the organic and the inorganic pesticides. The total yield in tons per hectare for the hedge experiment. Here we see that in variety 1, which is the lover's name, the further we go from the hedge, the yield seems to be decreasing. And in variety 2, which is the black vine, as we go away from the hedge, the yield is increasing. So there's some sort of variation going on there with the types of varieties left to be explored further. Also, there is a contrast seen with the variety and the distance, a linear contrast. The soil moisture at 8.1 weeks after planting. Variety 1 had higher soil moisture content closer to the hedge than variety 2. And as we moved further away from the hedge, the soil moisture content tends to increase slightly and possibly taper off in variety 1. At 14.3 weeks after planting, the use of Aptara showed a higher soil moisture content further from the neem Glaricidia hedge, and no Aptara, high soil moisture content overall. The chlorophyll index for variety 1, which is the lover's name, between 12.2 and 17.4 weeks after planting, we have a significant increase in the chlorophyll index seen at around close to 6 meters from that hedge. So centrally, not too close to the hedge, not too far, we're seeing possibly high increases in chlorophyll index, which may be suggesting that the Aptara was working against the pest, because no Aptara shows much lower chlorophyll indices. Conclusion, the Glaricidia mulch increased the yields in sweet potato. The yield decreased when neem mulch was combined with Gersidia in the mulch mixture. The tuber number and size were reduced by the inclusion of neem in mulches. The neem mulch together with the pesticide Aftara reduced the pest damage levels in the tubers. Yields were affected by proximity to Gersidia neem hedges, and varietal differences were observed. And the interaction effects of the hedges, the variety, and the pesticide Aftara use on yield, soil moisture, and chlorophyll index require further investigation. Thank you. Any questions?
Do we have any questions for our speaker? Yes, sir.
Just one question. Why do you observe greater differences in response to this plant from the hedges? When the other variety has a movement of the yield is increasing, and the other variety has a movement of the yield is
No, I'm at the moment, my follow-up work is to figure out the mechanisms explaining why these things are happening, because as we moved further away from the hedge, we did not find what we were expecting. We were expecting that the pest damage would increase, because closer to the hedge it should decrease, and the moisture content It's for some reason it's increasing further from the hedge, which we're not quite sure why, so we're going to explore that in my follow-up PhD work. Right now I'm an MPhil student, sorry. Any other questions?
If there's no other questions, please join me in thanking our speaker again. Thank you.